Checked.
Hello everyone, we are back again with the Rescue Escapade Chapter 2. The current date is August 30th, and the time is 8:20 a.m. as of this recording. And I say that because...
Yes.
Well...
We are back from a long hiatus.
The reason why I... The reason why I give y'all the date and time of when we start is because last time, when we would record these, we forget what date we recorded them on. So it got confusing. So from I think Broken Hearts and Healing Wings on, I think that's when I started.
It was like midway through Peace, Love, and Harmony, I think.
Oh, we had to check our website. But yeah. I got tired of, you know, figuring out when I recorded this. Because originally, I did have the original. I did have the original recordings. But then, well, I deleted them. But then I managed to recover them from YouTube. Thankfully. And... Well, that's where they are now. They're on our website now. So,
also, we apologize for the hiatus. It's been a while.
We haven't really had any ideas for the series, but I've gotten some ideas.
And we've been busy with other stuff.
Yeah, you know, we've been quite busy,
like,
with other
really
stuff.
Busy. But. Since we have some time today, finally.
we figured why not put out another episode here.
Oh, if you hear an air conditioner, I've got the air conditioner on, because it's hot as hell in here. Yeah. But, are we ready?
Well, I am going to let everyone know that if you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, whatever, send them to support@theroleplaycity.com, and we will, well, it'll most likely be me, we will get to it as soon as we can. And for those wondering, yes, the website still shows, if you see something that says Justin Miller, on a few things, that is slowly being corrected as we speak.
We have a subdomain for my choir now. My choir has a part of the website now.
AngelicVoices.TheRoleplayCity.com. Right now, the only thing that's up there are the rules and the mission of the choir. But here
there
soon...
There will be a piece out. I don't know when it's going to be out.
Yeah, and that's gonna go.
It's Bound by Peter Hollins.
And that's gonna
I'm
go.
I'm working on it. I don't know the exact due date yet. Probably Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's gonna
Maybe
go.
Maybe Thanksgiving if we can squeeze it in.
That's gonna go up on the website as soon as everything's done. since YouTube is going downhill, we were not even gonna use that.
No. YouTube has gone to shit.
Alright, well, you got anything else to mention before we start?
No. Oh, also, if you're thinking about getting Krispy Kreme donuts, don't.
Yeah, just don't. You'll be paying $23 for nothing.
Don't.
It's all crusty
the
and hard.
Rocks.
All crusty hard. Just go with the Walmart bakery donuts.
Don't get Krispy Kreme.
It tastes disgusting.
They used to be good. They used to be good.
No, that's Dunkin' Donuts you're thinking of.
Oh my god.
Most likely.
Okay, enough talking about donuts. Let's get this chapter started.
That's making me one donut now.
I know. All right. Sorry. I didn't mention that.
Alright.
I just don't. No. Just don't get Krispy Kreme. They're nasty.
Alright, well, without any further ado, here's chapter 2.
Woohoo!
Ugh, fuck.
What time is it?
Still 3:30.
Oh my god.
In the afternoon.
Wait. Huh?
It's 3:30 p.m.
We did not sleep through breakfast so late. I know we did not. You gotta be kidding.
Well, I tried to wake y'all up, but y'all wouldn't get up for nothing, so I just figured.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
You're kidding! Oh my god!
I even tried an air horn.
Oh my god. Well.
Trust me, you did try
what
everything.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know, I got to tend to some errands here, so I'll be back later.
Oh. Okay.
Reznikov walks off.
Gee, I wonder what his deal is.
Why do I get the feeling he's hiding something, though? I get the...
You had that feeling, too?
Yeah, because he just runs off, like, sometimes now.
He has a secret or something.
Maybe we'll find out. I don't know. But... Just gotta figure out something. Scene transitions to talking to a woman. You'll see. They don't know my true age. Tell them.
True age? What do you mean?
Not the age that they think I am. What is
your... How old do they think you are?
I don't know. Maybe 50, 40. I can't remember. But...
Oh gosh.
But who are you exactly?
Angel?
Pretty nice. But, so what did you want to talk to me about out here? You told me to come here.
So, I've noticed that you've been hiding your secret from them. Yes, I know your secret.
I am actually... I was born in the year 1313. Stopped aging in 1329. Told them that. They will think I'm crazy. I just tell them anyway.
Yeah, I think you should.
Not only that, but I can bring back people from the dead. Although they've seen it before, but they don't know the true extent of it. So how did you even find me anyway?
I was one of the women you rescued from that house. I knew what you were capable of.
But did you think that it was just a light?
Yes.
Oh, I can manipulate fire and ice. Very easily. And create it from myself. I can absorb fire with ease. They don't know it yet.
What are you saying?
Light the fire and I can absorb it like it's nothing.
She lights a fire.
His hand in the blaze. Slater. Sponge.
Whoa.
Nothing remains.
Whoa. How did you...
What I can do. I can destroy a city in a matter of one fireball. I can freeze rivers with ice. I can resurrect the dead. Yes. It
really?
But some people don't need to be revived.
Really? Like who?
Gail Jones doesn't need.
So where is he now?
Dead. He died in a car accident. Maybe a year or so ago.
Oh. He's dead?
Yes, he died. Unfortunately, but... What? He was a major dickhead anyway. Molly and the rest of them. Well, except for Talia. She was weird. Was that crazy?
I think you mean Gracie.
Yeah, she was weird. Apparently, Joshua was dating his own cousin.
Yeah, apparently. Sick. That is disgusting. He didn't even know.
No, he didn't. I did, though. But I didn't say shit. Because I didn't want to interfere with anything. Pulls out a spirit box. This needs to be destroyed. What's inside this thing?
What is it?
Spirits of two evil bastards. I'm going to do.
What?
Is the box solid? Wrapping the spirits with grasping the spirit torches them to nothing. Breaks the box to nothing. That is what I'm going to do. Can't hurt anyone anymore. Either they get out or not. They're nothing but a memory now. I think you should come with me to the house. Indulge and tell them my secret.
Reznikov doesn't know it, but Joshua is watching intensely through the window from the attic.
That's fine, woman.
Hey! Elizabeth comes up the attic stairs. What are you doing?
Oh, just watching something.
Why do you have a pair of binoculars on you?
I'm just
spying on them?
Oh, I'm just looking at this woman.
Ooh. Well, don't fall out the window. He might see you. Oh God, here he comes.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
But
what are you doing down there?
Villa's talking to somebody about shit. And I think it's time you all know.
What is it?
Not exactly from this timeline.
Wait. I'm sorry, I'm confused.
From the
what
year.
What are you talking about?
I was born in the early years. Back when kings ruled. Back when lynchings happened often. Back when we didn't have a freezer. We had to put our food in ice and salt to preserve it.
Wait, so you're telling us that you're not the age we thought you were?
I was approximately born in what is now London, and aging back in 1320. I appear to be only 16. However, I am a lot older than I look. I do think.
So how old are you?
Over 600 years old.
Everybody looks surprised. I'm sorry, what?
Over 600 years old.
Lizzie looks at James. Then at the other faces around the room.
I think I know
Joshua
everything.
Seems particularly impressed.
Why do you think I know everything about everybody?
I mean, that makes sense, but what else can you do that we don't know about?
Manipulate fire and ice. Control it.
What? You're kidding.
Watch this. It's a finger at a pond. Frost begins to pour out.
Whoa. You're kidding.
His hand over the frozen as if no ice was ever there. As you can see, quite powerful. There is also.
Oh, I suppose you could destroy spirit boxes.
I can. That's what I did a minute ago. You won't be worrying about that. Spirits anymore. Can't hurt you anymore at all.
So wait, you destroyed everybody's?
Destroyed the two spirits that were pestering us.
Which were?
Brent and Josh.
Wait, how did you destroy it? Ice or fire?
I concealed it in ice. Then I burned the spirits to ashes. Then I destroyed the box. Keeping
what?
Them in nothing but
how?
Smoldering ashes.
Oh my god!
No coincidence that they'll heal her wounds very easily. She is one day, and then the next day the cut is gone. She has the ability to heal people. Touch of her hand. She doesn't know it
Wait,
yet.
You're kidding. You're kidding.
You think so many patients are touches them to examine them. She doesn't know. She has the ability to.
Wow. What about the rest of us?
Not everybody has these abilities. But, Elizabeth, you have the ability of lightning. Call it at will.
Wait, I have what now?
I have the ability to control light even without the rain clouds. Fire it out of your hand. I don't advise you use it until you know the ability better. Because if you do, accidentally kill somebody. Can't control your ability.
So, in other words, I can make the sun shine if I wanted to.
No, you just have the ability for lightning. Fortunately.
Oh.
Now, once you harness that, other abilities will surface. We are not weird people. Peculiar people. Nobody knows it.
What about Joshua? What does he have?
He has the ability to become invisible if he wanted to.
Whoa! You're kidding!
Why do you think nobody expects him whenever he's looking at people? I knew he was looking at me. But the thing is, nobody else would know that. Based on looking at.
They look at the spot where he was once standing, but they notice he's gone. Wait, where'd he go?
Oh, he's there. He's just invisible.
Oh.
Aids into view.
Okay, that's creepy. That is creepy.
It is,
but... That is almost creepy. Now, what about James? What does he have?
He has the ability. Well, he has the same ability as I do.
God.
But not as powerful yet.
Oh god. Oh god. Really?
He can control fire and ice.
Oh my god.
They can bring people back from the dead.
You know, this reminds me of a book series that I read.
They are based on that book you're talking about. Well, we're not based, we're...
She pulls down a thick book from the shelf that has all the books in it. Whoa! Whoa, whoa.
They're not based off the book, we are the real counterpart to that.
She blows the dust off the cover. This!
Know what you're talking
about.
They look
at the title.
That's not just a book. That person resides on the same island here. And nowhere she can be located.
Whoa, wait, you're serious? You're serious?
Yes. She can train you on your abilities.
Nice.
But be warned, she is not light-hearted. Go hard on you with your ability, because if you mess up your ability and it backfires, deadly consequence.
Oh no. Oh no.
They were to revive those people. Dead last year. Crazy to come back. Crazy to come back or not?
No. She was weird.
Hill is not coming back either. Not reviving him.
Yeah. Don't.
Now I can revive Italia and Molly.
What about Sabrina and Crystal?
I can revive them too. But I'm not reviving Gracie and... Take me to their bodies.
Lizzie sees a picture of Gracie on the wall. But accidentally fires a lightning shot at it. Uh-oh. Guys?
What?
We got a problem.
What is it?
There's a fire in here now. There's a fire in here now.
No, there's not. Those picture frames are fire retardant. They don't conduct fire. Just vaporize the photo, though. But the frame itself is still intact. But where is their bodies?
The lightning backfires, hitting the window. Uh-oh. Oh, crap. What's going on?
Told you. Don't know how to harness your ability.
It's not my fault. I can't control it.
Need to go to Cairnholm to see. Talking to somebody helped you control your ability.
How do I stop this?
Can't.
Lightning shoots throughout the room. Uh-oh.
I'm going to have to freeze you until it calms down.
Wait. Freeze me.
It's going to freeze the lightning. Stop it.
Oh.
stops.
Okay. That's right. Better.
Alright, now. Where is everybody? Where are those four women at? Where are they buried?
They're buried under a mountain. Which means we have to go to the mountains.
I don't. Because I dug up the bodies earlier today.
Ew. Ew.
There's maggots and flies all around it, but there won't be.
Joshua looks at Talia's body. Decayed and maggot infested.
Well.
Ew. Ew, 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 ew. That is disgusting. Why would you bring them in the house?
Move everybody.
Why would you? Ugh.
Channel. Bursting. The decay. Leaving them as they suddenly all four bodies begin to eyes open.
What the? How the hell did we get back here? And why is the window destroyed?
Little bit of Elizabeth's fault.
Yeah, not my fault. I can't control my abilities yet.
And Talia and the two don't really have ability. Those can either happen at birth or they could get them later in life. So they don't have abilities.
I guess you could say mine's a little bit shocking.
Put it out.
Okay, that's not funny.
I am. Alright, so. We're going to have to travel to Cairnholm so we can get somebody who specializes in this. Teach you all how to control your abilities.
Okay. How far is it? Exactly.
Right through this entrance.
Whoa. I did not see that coming.
They go through this door.
I did not see that door there before.
It's because I have a panopticon, which is a building that has a lot of different timelines in it.
Wow.
This is September 3rd. Going there.
Nice.
This area, right here.
Okay.
Follow me. Don't misstep. Dog will swallow you.
Okay.
Never be seen again.
Ew.
Where I step. Raznikov Raznikov knocks on the door. Alma Peregrin. But
it was so nice to see you.
Under different circumstances. I have people with me that can't control their abilities.
I see.
A woman here can't control lightning.
Yeah. I kind of destroyed our house. Sort of.
You blew out the window.
A little bit. Yeah. Just one.
Yes, and that could have led to 10. Or 20. Or 30.
Yeah, I know.
Trust me. Not something you want to continue.
What abilities do these people have?
Well, you should know everything about.
Not all of us have them.
Well, actually, you might. Can't go through a time loop. Right, your brain would turn to nothing. But everybody lived. You must be peculiar, because a normal person can't go through. Ability to heal.
Let's go inside.
But she's perfected hers. Hers can't cause any bodily issues. Everybody's trained their ability to its full capacity.
Well, let's get started.
Trend for the past month. Alright. Wait. My radar is going off.
Uh-oh. Is that a good sign or a bad sign?
About 30 trapped in the house. Armed by a gunman. Got to take care of that.
Oh dear.
Should know, not just by one. 50 of them.
Oh no. Oh dear.
They're women. Yes, women.
Oh no.
There myself. The assholes open the door. Consequences. Bitches. Hear what I said.
They opened the door.
Need to stay beside.
They look at him and realize he's not playing.
To be carrying weapons. I am a weapon of which you have never experienced. Playing. Question, bitches.
What?
I think I'm playing when I say the weapon of which you have never wanted to fuck with.
What can you do?
Shoot out fireballs and ice.
Yeah, right.
There's a fireball. Slaps it against one of their... singeing their skin to nothing but... Don't fuck with me now. One of the women are dead. Don't have an option. Sends a straight line of fire right through all 40. Still alive, but in very much pain. So, since you can't move, yes, I will take this out of here. Oh, and one more thing. Hey, you bitches. Tosses a fireball in. Of them.
Oh my gosh.
About wait, they're injured. Your expertise.
Ella heals them.
Get them back in the house.
Hey.
I guess I'll continue.
So what do we do now?
Wait. Yes, hello there. Shit, out of a... Dickhead.
Info, mail spent enter the game.
What's it to me? Alright, quick note before, if you heard some background, like a house or something, I forgot I was connected to this mud. Game, so you'll hear that. Anyway, now we can continue. Here's what you need to do. Back off from this child, or I will melt you myself. Yeah, like as if you would do it. Well, fine. He grabs a syringe of battery acid and causing him to melt from the inside out. Nothing. Flesh and skin. Breath, come on, little one. Breath. Alright. Alright. I think that's enough for one day.
You think so?
I think so. Let's all get some sleep here. Alright, well, that's all for this chapter. We'll try to make the chapter longer, but got it if you can. Yeah, like I said, chapter will be longer.
We kind of ran out of ideas.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yep.
We might do another chapter on my birthday. I don't know yet.
Depends on how hectic.
We got so much shit planned, it's not funny.
Yeah.
We got so much shit planned, it's not funny. So, we may and we may not. I don't know. It depends on what kind of ideas we have.
Yep.
Oh, just so you know, guys, Talia is back with us this time. We're gonna see how things play out between her and Joshua.
Yep.
Might go good, it might go bad, it might get very bad.
Might not even go at all.
Who knows? Yep. Who knows? We will see where that train rolls.
Is that all you wanna let people know?
Also, I am writing the text version of the Rescue Escapade. I'm working on it and another book as well, but I haven't had. Well, I've had time, it's just I've been busy with Cosmic and other things.
Yeah, we enjoy that.
I've been busy with Cosmic. It's a very popular mud.
Yep.
It is very popular.
Try it.
For some people. For some people, it's not very popular.
Yep.
But yet.
Well, if that's all, then we're gonna end it here.
Bye bye. Bye.